From Directions Media, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, March 22nd, 2011. Every week, this podcast brings awareness to the news that shapes the geospatial industry sector, the trends of location-based information technology, and all things location. This is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief today at the CTIA Conference in Orlando, Florida.
And this is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor in Somerville, Massachusetts.
This week, we'll look at location technology and privacy. Is technology the problem or the solution? And what might happen if the U.S. Congress passes a Consumer Privacy Bill of Rights? But first, a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by Esri. You can now access ArcGIS on your Microsoft Windows Phone 7 device. Download the free app from the Zune Marketplace. For more information, visit esri.com/windowsphone.
We've talked about privacy before in some of our podcasts on location-based services. We know that the explosion of mobile phone apps has found many ways to utilize LBS, location-aware devices, the individual GPS chip itself, or the use of Wi-Fi location determination. And while I think attitudes may have changed based on our use of the applications that are now available, we find ourselves in a situation where the apps are no longer just about navigation, but exposing the exact location of the individual. So whether you are using Twitter with the location feature enabled or applications like Scavenger or Facebook Places, you're becoming more and more aware of the fact that your privacy is being somewhat exposed, either passively or you are well informed of the fact that you know that you're giving away your location. And what we want to start off by is looking at some current technology that may be helpful to consumers as they navigate through all of these new applications. There are a couple that I want to bring forward here. I had a conversation last week with the CEO of Locade. They've got technology that may help consumers. Adina had a conversation with a CEO of another organization, another company, Zapano. They offer a couple of different ways of allowing individuals to navigate through the privacy issues and taking more control of their privacy. For example, Locade has a user interface that looks directly at the location settings on a phone, not necessarily the individual applications, in a situation that I would essentially call a kill switch. It has an overriding way of controlling the privacy settings. Zapano has an API layer in there that controls privacy. The first question I want to get at is technology the answer here? And do we need this layer of control? Or should we simply be more vigilant as to what we put on our phones and maybe stop being these passive adopters of technology without really knowing our own, the only implications of our actions? So we'll start there, Dina. What's your take?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. Maybe that's a cop-out, but I think it's true. I think people are not fully aware of how their location is being shared, by what applications and to whom. And part of that is they're not doing their homework. Part of it is that the companies themselves aren't being transparent about that. And I think the other problem is that as we add more and more apps to our phones, there are more and more things we have to tweak to control the privacy setting, not only between is my GPS on, is my wireless location on, but then also is it on in all of the different applications that might use it. So that's just a whole matrix of things that you have to worry about at any given moment. And I think that's just a lot to ask of anybody.
And I'm finding that if I download an application, I'm stepping more and more through these gatekeepers here. Do you want your location on here? I mean, they seem to be asking me more and more questions, making me aware of what I'm doing. And I don't know if all of applications do this, but some of the ones that I've downloaded recently seem to force me to be aware of what I'm doing. So I think that's a decidedly good thing.
Right, and I think that's just in response to, frankly, an awful lot of hubbub and discussion about these privacy issues. It's a nice idea, and I appreciate seeing the warnings, but of course there are plenty of applications that don't disclose that they share location information. I'm looking at an article from the Wall Street Journal from last year where they looked at 101 smartphone apps and found that 56 transmitted the unique device D to other companies without the user's awareness or consent, and 47 apps transmitted the phone's location in some way. And these aren't location-focused applications. They're about other things. That's when things get really murky. And that's also, I think, where technology can maybe not be a solution. Because as much as I like this idea of a kill switch that you were talking about from Locade, what is it killing exactly?
Well, my understanding is that it's overriding any of the application's ability to send location, and I think it's looking at a deeper layer on the phone itself so that it's essentially shutting off any ability. Now, whether that actually shuts off the GPS switch, I assume that that's part of it, or whether it shuts off the Wi-Fi or some layer in between that blocks. I'm not exactly sure of what the technology is, but I like the fact that I can go to one user interface and turn off my location.
Right. Well, and I think it's a great idea, but I need more details. I'm not convinced yet, because you made a very good point, and that's that there are so many different places that location can be, in a sense, defined. So you got GPS, you got Wi-Fi, you got cell tower, and a few others that are not as popular, right? So that information gets captured. And maybe it's captured by an independent application. Maybe it's captured through the browser. And then you've got, right? And then you've got this whole issue of it being sent out. And the only thing you know for sure is it's being sent out via the carrier, right? So if you're on Verizon, Verizon's going to be sending that message to whoever it's going to.
Yeah.
But exactly how it's encoded and how it's sent, there's probably a million ways to do that. So I just listed about four different places where you could stick that kill switch, and I'm not convinced that you're going to be able to necessarily block everything.
Yeah.
And as I've suggested from this Wall Street Journal article, there are people, for reasons we may not even understand, maybe by accident, they're grabbing location and sending it maybe in a package with a bunch of other stuff that you're happy to have shared, but not location. And it may be hidden from some kind of app. So once you start talking about a kill switch that's going to kill everything, I really need to understand the technology better.
Yeah, and it brings us to an interesting point, because I believe that the carriers control so much of the gateway of what information is passed along to the app provider or whoever. And I frankly don't know what they're constrained to do or not to do with that information that they pass along. And I think those kind of rules need to be better clarified for the consumer.
Well, and then you've got that other gatekeeper in the presence of Apple, which rigorously evaluates the apps that go into its store, and they have rules about disclosure, again, according to this Wall Street Journal article, that some people follow and some people don't, and yet these things do get into the App Store.
Right.
And I'm sure the same is true for Android and other platforms. So there are gatekeepers, but the ultimate gatekeeper is the individual.
Yeah. And that brings us to our second part of the discussion here, which is last week the National Telecommunication and Information Administration, NTIA, chief of that organization, Lawrence Strickland, told a Senate Communications Subcommittee hearing that they've concluded that the U.S. consumer data privacy framework will benefit from legislation to establish a clear set of rules for the road for businesses and consumers. Unquote. In testimony before the committee, Strickland said one of the issues was the increasing use of smaller mobile video screens where disclosures could become more problematic, and location-based information raises new privacy issues. At this hearing, Senator John Kerry said that he would be introducing a bill to create a privacy Bill of Rights. So this kind of begs the question of, do we need legislation, or is it a case of are we trying to close the barn door after the cow got out, and maybe it's about time we put the burden on the application developers, whether that's a kill switch or what. But it just seems like the legislation is coming at a time where they're playing catch up.
Well, they are, and leave it to government to be a bit behind, but to their credit, they're trying. The real question about legislation and a Bill of Rights, really, what does that bring to the table? The opportunity for individuals to sue? What is the benefit of this kind of legislation?
Yeah, that's a really good point. Yeah, I think that's part of it. I think if something tragic happened because of a location-based device and you were not made aware of the potential risks of broadcasting your location, I would imagine that being able to bring suit is one of those things that a Bill of Rights allows you to do.
Well, and the other thing that it allows you to do, and I don't think there's any detail at all what might be in this Bill of Rights. Did you find anything about that?
No, I haven't as yet. I think it's
just a catchy term right now.
Yeah, let's see what happens, yeah.
If nothing else, it will hopefully define some government-defined, or some would argue perhaps business-defined, best practices. So that these are the expectations that we're going to have from our app developers, from our platform developers like Apple and Google, and from our carriers. So this is a pretty broad set of expectations, potentially.
Yeah, the only thing I read in the article that we'll have a link to in the show notes is that Strickland then went on to say that he didn't want the legislation to become too burdensome to the carriers, the application developers. So I felt like he was talking out of both sides of his mouth in that regard. In one sense, he wants legislation. In the other sense, don't make it too severe.
Right, especially since there already are severe restrictions on privacy in other countries.
Correct.
The more reason for us to have them here, perhaps.
But I wonder, and this maybe brings us to our third point today, is whether consumer attitudes have changed, whether legislation will change that attitude or force it in one direction or the other. I don't know. We would think that consumer attitudes are becoming more lax, but maybe not. Maybe we're just becoming more aware and maybe more selective, given all these applications that are out there. I do think they've changed. I'm not sure privacy is any less of a concern. I hope that the attitude is they're more aware of what they're doing.
I think consumers are, frankly, too busy to be bothered with so many of these things. Every time there's a new issue with Facebook and its privacy settings, how many people really go in there and change their privacy settings or even pay attention to what the issue is? That's one of the biggest social platforms we've got. And I think there's an awful lot of discussion about it. I think the people in the media are excited about it. The people in technology are excited about it. And sometimes even the government is excited about what's going on with Facebook. But the end users, I don't think it's such a big deal.
And do you think it's not such a big deal because they just ignore the privacy settings, or they don't care that much about their privacy in general?
I think they are getting more and more comfortable with these risks. Remember all the big to-do about pleaserobme.com?
Yeah.
People making statements.
Rob my house, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
This idea that somehow when you let out on a social network that you are not at home, that someone would go and break in. That got an awful lot of coverage in the media. But I don't think it changed anybody's use of location-based services or changed their settings. I think, if anything, we're just getting more and more used to more and more sharing, and that's just the way it is.
Yeah, and you would think that if the media was paying more attention, that they'd be able to document that X number of houses were robbed because somebody checked in away from their house, and that left them vulnerable.
Right, and I think the number of documented cases of that are less than on one hand or something.
Yeah.
It's more apocryphal than real.
Well, and I don't want to dismiss it. That it's not a possibility out there, because crooks will be ever more sophisticated. But
absolutely. But this is one more tool in their arsenal,
right?
And they've been very successful stealing from us before we had social networks, if they really wanted to. And it's just another database for them.
Yeah, and I've always said that, hey, if somebody wants to break into your house, they're going to break in, whether you've got security systems or whatnot on your house.
And whether or not you're home. And they'll know whether you're home or not. And it's whether you say it on Facebook or Twitter with location or not, I don't know that that's going to change their plans.
Well, we'll leave it there for this discussion. That's all the time we have for today. Our sponsor, Esri, would like to remind you that Esri Business Analyst Server 10 improves collaboration and facilitates sharing of business models and analyses across the enterprise. This release includes performance improvements, new and custom report templates, and more developer support. To learn more, visit www.esri.com/BA server. That's BASERVER. A few reminders from us here at Directions. Please check out our new channels. These are web resources for finding news and trends related to 8 separate industry topics, including cloud computing, open source, state and local government, remote sensing, and more. For more information, go to directionsmag.com/channels. And don't miss our webinar today at 2 p.m. Central on the GeoVista program at Penn State, a review of the cutting-edge research across the breadth of GI science performed at the university, where they'll be talking about sensor networks, mobile computing, and the semantic geospatial web. Go to directionsmag.com/webinars for more information. If you'd like to leave a comment on today's podcast, please do so in the comment box where this podcast is posted on Directions Magazine. Thanks again for joining us, and be sure to tell a friend.